You're listening to SBS News.
A jobs figures blunder has forced Anthony Albanese to defend his economic credentials for a second day while trying to promote new policy on mental health. Yesterday, the opposition leader couldn't recall the current unemployment figures or Reserve Bank cash rate. And today, he's still on the back foot, apologising.
I'm owning it, and I do own it. I accept responsibility, and that's what I will do. That's what I will do. If a mistake is made, then I'll own it. And that, you know, people will draw their own contrast.
It's a distraction Mr Albanese was certainly hoping to avoid while he promotes a new announcement for rural and regional mental health. The $31 million deal would restore funding for telehealth psychiatric consultations for regional Australia.
This is so important. During the pandemic, we've seen real pressure on people's mental health in particular. And we had this loading put in place, but then it was removed by the Morrison government. We need to make sure that you have access to services wherever you live.
But the big commitment from the Prime Minister campaigning in Western Sydney, in the most marginal seat in the country, was a pledge to create 1.3 million new jobs over the next 5 years. Mr Morrison says they'll come from local manufacturing projects and workforce upskilling, but says he won't increase the migration cap to fill the margin.
Are you open to lifting Australia's skilled migration rate to meet that 1.3 million? And how much of that 1.3 mil would be skilled migrants?
Our migration program is set out in the budget. The cap is there at 160,000. There's no change to that. And we are increasing the proportion of skills components within that.
Labor's finance spokeswoman, Katie Gallagher, says there's no real plan attached.
The Prime Minister's been out today on jobs and, plan of jobs over the next 5 years. We know this Prime Minister has made promises in the past that he hasn't kept, but this is just another promise, not a plan.
But demographer Dr. Liz Allen at the Australian National University says immigration will be vital to fill workforce shortages which will emerge over the next few years.
With the current population and the way that the Australian population is ageing, we are not meeting the demands of the workforce, which is why immigration is such a vital source of economic security for Australia.
Dr. Allen also notes 1.3 million new jobs isn't nearly enough to sustain Australia's workforce needs over the next 5 years.
If we look at the average numbers of jobs that are open each year, he actually comes under target. And in fact, if we look a bit deeper, on average, around about 520,000 jobs each year need to be filled.
Dr. Allen also says it's not quite correct to claim the government creates these jobs, as Scott Morrison and senior cabinet ministers have been saying throughout the pandemic. She says the labour market naturally increases as the population and economy grows. What's more meaningful is keeping the unemployment rate down.
It's a bit of a numbers game, but it's also a very smart political strategy to be able to profess that one's going to drive up employment when in actual fact that's what the system's going to do anyway. The growth in employment numbers and positions opening is just merely in line with population change and the requirements of the local workforce.
Migration and employment remain a key issue as the election campaign rolls on. Krishani Danji, SBS News.